Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Superior Livestock is proud to announce this year's Week in the Rockies sale, the 6th through the 10th of July, all week long, 32nd annual Week in the Rockies sale, this year happening at the Spring Hill Suites at the Fort Worth Historic Stockyards. You can catch all the action on Dish Network, Channel 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 187,000 head will be offered over the 5 days of the sale. Each day, Superior Sunrise will start at 8:30 a.m. Central Time. The auction each day, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Central Time. You can go to the website to see exactly what cattle will be selling each of the days. Go to SuperiorLivestock.com and check it out. They've got videos for you to see, a lineup of when the various lots will be selling, and more. You can call 800-422-2117 for more information as well. Remember, folks, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Today's cattle futures markets were a little bit lower for feeder cattle. The August down to $1.22 at $134.92. September last trade down 90 at $136.32. October down about 60. Out there in March, April, and May, they weren't as down quite as much, only down 40 in March, actually up 5 in April. And May of 21 out there down 25 at $138.40. The live cattle were also lower for most part most of the day, but then right at the end they did come back. The August live cattle, it looks like they're actually going to settle right at 100, which is down about 10 on the day. The October, on the other hand, up 25 at 104.17. December down 2 at 107.02. So they did rally back some right at the end of the day. Box beef at the close was, or at mid session, was up 58 at 206.04 on choice. Select was up 89 at 197.86. Packer margins are still pretty healthy here at $308 a head estimated for beef. Pork margins are positive $60 a head. Today's slaughter was 119,000. Last Monday was 121. We really needed to be above 120 to work through the excess or slowdown of cattle kills there for a few months.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's at the top of the class for two gene Clearfield varieties in the Central Plains. It's Double Stop CL Plus, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Double Stop CL Plus is widely preferred by millers. It tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses. And Double Stop CL Plus combines high yield, test weight, resilience, and show wheat quality in one variety. It's also acid soil tolerant and stripe rust resistant. Double Stop CL Plus carries the Grazing Grain and Golden Grain OSU trademarks. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more.
Today's grain trade was mixed. Corn down about 3 cents. Beans were down 3 to 4 cents. The wheats were both higher, 2.5 to 3 cents higher in both Chicago and Kansas City wheat. And then cotton was down 12 at about 63.02. The corn and beans this time of year focus on the weather. And right now they've taken some of the heat out of the forecast. And with the crop conditions in the 70s and the low 70s for corn and beans, in the low 70s, good to excellent category, it's really high for this time of year. So the estimates on the yield or impact on yield is probably going to be minimal at this point for the corn and beans. Wheat, on the other hand, the U.S. did miss out on an Egypt purchase earlier today. Egypt bought some wheat from Russia. So we missed out. It was 230,000 metric tons of Russian wheat that we didn't get to sell, but that's 230,000 that are off the market for us here in the United States. And then on Friday, we've got a production report and then supply and demand estimates. Corn and bean productions are estimated, the corn at just over 15 billion bushels and a yield of 178.6. Soybeans, 4.15 billion bushels and a yield just under 50 bushels per acre. And then the all wheat or U.S. wheat production estimates, 1.85 billion bushels, down from June to 1.877.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.